Next patient is Richard Traver. That's T-R-A-V-E-R, Traver. Richard. R-I-C-H-A-R-D, Richard Traver. T as in Thomas Traver. Date of birth is 8-2-66. Date of visit is 6-11-24. Please make copy for Dr. Pantangi. That's P, P as in Paul, P-A-N-T-A-N-G-I. Pantangi Vivekanand, V-I-V-E-K-A-N-A-N-D. Vivekanand Pantangi, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of restrictive lung disease and obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 57-year-old male who has been treated for pulmonary emboli following the ventral hernia repair in April of 24. Has been on anticoagulation, including Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice daily. The patient also has been overweight and has a history of obstructive sleep apnea and uses a CPAP mask nightly. The patient has been followed by a pulmonologist in Melbourne, Florida, but we don't have records from there as yet. The patient, however, states that his polysomnogram was done more than 4 years ago. He also was diagnosed to have restrictive lung disease. Based on his pulmonary functions and CAT scans of his chest. He presently denies any shortness of breath, except with exertion, and has no chest pains, denies fever or chills, and denies any cough with expectoration. Next paragraph, past history. The past history includes history for ventral hernia repair in April of 24. The patient had a shortness of breath following surgery and had been found to have extensive pulmonary embolism with a right ventricular strain. It was anticoagulated and placed on Eliquis, presently at 5 milligrams BID. His most recent CTA chest on 5/1/24 shows non-occlusive subsegmental thrombus in the right upper lobe, middle lobe, and subsegmental thrombus in the left upper and lower lobes. There was no recent chest X-ray or CT done. Presently off oxygen, his O2 saturations are over 95%. paragraph. Next paragraph. Other past history includes cholecystectomy and history for borderline diabetes. The patient had previous history of restrictive lung disease, but not documented to have definite interstitial lung disease. He has obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoke. Habits the patient does not smoke. No alcohol use. He has been exposed to silica dust at his job. Next paragraph. Allergies. None listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of colon cancer. Mother alive at age 80. Next paragraph. Review systems. Patient has fatigue, no weight, and some weight loss. No double vision or cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, hematuria, or flank pains. He has shortness of breath and no coughing spells or wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. He has occasional chest pains and palpitations. And has anxiety attacks. And denies easy bruising, but has some joint pains, muscle aches, and headaches. No memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list. Eliquis 5 mg BID. Buspar 10 mg BID. Baclofen 10 mg PRN. Next. Physical exam. This is a moderately obese elderly. I'm sorry, not elderly. Moderately obese middle-aged white male. Alert, no acute distress, no clubbing, pallor, cyanosis, or rictus. There's mild leg edema, and there's no cap tenderness or swelling. Blood pressure, 115 over 60, pulse 86, respirations 20, temps 97.5. Weight is 230 pounds, saturation 96. HG India norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the distant breath sounds and lung fields are clear. Heart, the absence irregular, also known as to normal. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, or megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no cap tenderness. Human sign is negative. Reflexes are 1 plus, but no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Patient number 1, pulmonary embolism. And number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3, question mark, restrictive lung disease. And number 4 is exogenous obesity. Number 5 is mild diabetes. Next paragraph. Plan the patient well. Use a Ventolin HFA inhaler 2 plus TIDPRN. And was advised to use CPAP nightly at 12 centimeter H2O pressure with full face mask. He will need a follow-up polysomnogram since we do not have any documentation of a previous sleep test. And also got a complete pulmonary function study, and at best come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Sorry, can you also mention you will continue using Eliquis 5 milligrams BID and follow up in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Vivekanand Pattangi. That's P as in Paul. P-A-N-T-A-N-G-I. Pattangi, M-D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.